Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hey everyone, welcome. This is Quinn, and I want to welcome you to episode 84. Today I have a question from Andy B. And Andy B says, I launched a brand new product, but Amazon's pick and pack fee is taking away all my profits. I know I should have done better homework, but how can I fix this now? Well, you nailed it right there. You should have done better homework. That's number one. Don't launch a product until you know every single expense you're going to have with that product. That's where most sellers fail, and then a lot of them get disappointed with Amazon. And well, in reality, the one to fail was the seller itself. And in this case, Andy, you failed. But let's try to minimize that. Let's start this from the beginning. Is your product selling right now? So if it's selling a lot, I would say put it at break even, with including the pick and pack fee and everything, and try to get rid of it as soon as possible. Now, if it is selling a lot, you want to continue this product. Now, look at it this way. I'm going to let go one of my personal hacks. So this is actually something that I do, and pay close attention to this, because this is not something that I mentioned on the show before. And I've done this before a few times, and it saves me so much money and allows me to compete with any top seller, in order that almost that they cannot compete with me without losing money. So look at your product and find a way to change the size of your product. For example, do you have a product that is oversized? If you can find a way to make your product foldable, find a way that you can fold that product. Find a way that if your product, let me tell you a little story here. I had a product that was in the oversized category on Amazon. So of course, being oversized, and it was super light actually, it was very light product, but it was oversized because it was above the 16 by 9 by 4 inches that a undersized product has to be. So my product was, I believe, 17 inches by whatever it was. I contacted the manufacturer and I tried to find a way to make it be below 16 inches. So I ended up, manufacturer said yes, and we made it 15.6 inches. So it could still have a packaging and still with the packaging be below 16. So I ended up saving, believe it or not, $4 per unit just in pick and pack fees. $4 US per unit. So just on my fourth quarter order of 2,000 units, just on one of those orders of 2,000 units, like I said, I saved $8,000. So yeah, $8,000 that did not leave my pocket. And that is beautiful right there. So now I have $8,000 advantage over any competitor. And I can let it out there. If I want to sell it at a loss, imagine me when I'm selling this product at a small loss just to gain sales velocity, which is the number one most important thing to give you relevancy, having sales velocity, meaning, you know, sales velocity with a good conversion rate, I mean. And so if you're converting highly because your price is the best there is, if your product is the best there is, you're selling 100, 150, whatever, a day, by the time you mark your product back up to be profiting a lot, the sales keep going organically. There's no stopping that momentum right there. So find something like that for your product. Can you decrease the size? Can you actually find out why it's costing you in your situation? Why is it costing you so much in pick and pack fee? Is it because it's bigger? Is it because it's heavier? What's the main problem with your product? Figure it out and try to solve that one before your next order. Now, if it is not possible to fix that problem, if you cannot shrink it, if whatever the reason is, you gotta let go of that product. Now, think about, can you increase the price? Now, because Amazon, you said, is taking away all your profits, the pick and pack fee. Could you increase it? I don't know, you don't want to just make a couple bucks profit per product. If you could, can you increase it $6 and still sell maybe at a lower rate Is that possible if you can't shrink the product itself? And also, you got to account for your sale price. So if it's under $15, less than 15 ounces, and no larger than 16 inches by 9 by 4. So if you meet those three things, less than $15, less than 15 ounces, and smaller than the 16 by 9 by 4, you can apply for, it's called a small and light program. You can enroll in small and light program. So if you meet those and you're not in the FBA small and light program, find it and apply for it. That will give you cost savings right there immediately. And if your product does not fit in that, because let's say you're selling at $14.99, let's say $15.99, $19.99, see how much you can save by reducing your price to 15 if you do meet the other two, right? See, if you're meeting two of these parameters, and there's one parameter that you can change to fit in there. That's the options I have, Andy. I hope these work for you. Let me know what the solution is, if you can find any of these solutions I gave you to fit your needs. Let me know. I would love to hear from you. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much. And if you enjoyed the show, please give me a review. iTunes has changed it, so it's easier. It's a lot easier, let me tell you, to give me a review. So I please love to hear from you. Give me an honest review, what you think. Thank you so much.